The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
This is the time where we always focus on crime. This is the segment that
we do
holds criminals to account. And we continue that fine tradition that I started over 150 years ago this morning. So, okay. Take a look at crime in upstate New York. A man there has been accused of attempting to stab a family member while he was dressed as a cow. Deputies arrived at a home on Jubilee Road, 7:30 p.m., and this was the scene of some domestic incident, and Anthony Papalau, a 47-year-old man, was arrested after attempting to stab a male family member with a knife. Papalau allegedly struck the victim in the leg with his car door before fleeing the area. That's a weird little note. I'll hit you with my car door in the leg and then run. Papalau was wearing a cow costume at the time of his arrest.
Maybe he's a mascot for a Chick-fil-A up there.
I don't know that they want to be associated with this story, George, but thank you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Just I tell forgot. Them that.
That abolishes you of all daily. Responsibility.
Or maybe there's a local team that has a cow as a mascot. Maybe that's his gig.
The story then continues. It's unclear why Papalau was wearing the bovine outfit. Although they added that such behavior appears to be expected from him. And that was a quote from the sheriff.
Is he a furry?
I think that's what they're trying to lead you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I paused to even say that because I don't want to add any more evidence to George's claim that furries have a screw loose.
Oh, yeah, I think they're perfectly normal.
Oh, you do? You've changed your mind on that?
Sure.
Good. The victim's name not released. Papalau was charged with second-degree attempted assault, second-degree reckless endangerment, second-degree menacing, and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. I can't keep track of all the degrees.
Yeah, it's confusing.
What do degrees mean again? First degree is the worst one, but is it just a feel thing?
Yeah, I don't think it's a feel thing.
That one feels a little 2.5 degrees to me.
No, I don't think it's a feel thing. And they're opposite of hurricanes. Category 1 hurricane would be the best to have. Category 5, the worst. But first degree murder is
the worst
worse
one.
Than fifth degree murder.
And
if,
then when
if
it,
we go that many.
And in cycling, 1 is the worst in the sense of it's the hardest. Like a category climb.
Yes.
And it's not even the worst. There's one that's beyond category. We're not getting into all that mess.
Or to category.
Yeah, it's a whore to category. but that's the problem with upstate New York cows. Is sometimes they attack family members with knives and car doors.
Dressed. It's not an actual cow.
Well, yes. True. I mean, his
misleading headline once again from you.
His family said that he was an utter disappointment. I will.
Man.
Okay.
Okay.
I enjoyed that.
I'm trying to grab the story by the horns here, George. Come on.
Joke!
You think I'm milking this for humor or something?
The first one was great. I loved it. And then...
Then things fell off
then
for you?
Then they started to decline in enjoyment delivered.
All right, let's hoof it out of this story. All right. Are any of you guys into Legos?
No. Never really was. Some of my kids were. And I can't believe just how next level they are now.
I just built a Lego house about a week ago with my daughter. And it was kind of fun.
Was it the big Legos or the little maddening ones?
What do you mean?
Like, what is it called? The Duplos or whatever? They're the bigger Legos. You know, they for younger kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the, it's a little bit bigger in size than the little tiny piece ones.
I guess these were bigger. There were some small pieces, but yeah, I guess they'd be the bigger ones.
So police have arrested a dude. This is the Irvine Police Department. So this is in California. They arrested a dude that stole $34,000 worth of Legos.
And some of these kits are hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and they're collectibles. Yeah. And
remember last year at training camp, we had rookie Tyler Booker on, and he told us in his spare time he built Legos.
Yeah. He's huge into Legos.
Into it.
And I always admire a company that's able to keep themselves relevant like this.
Yeah.
You know, because toys can get, like, Lincoln Logs didn't keep up, did they?
No.
Oh, I think Lincoln Logs are pretty fun.
Talking about Lincoln Logs.
Wait, wait, what is this claim now?
You bring up Lincoln Logs all the time.
That's the craziest claim I've ever heard.
It's not either.
I bring up Lincoln Logs all the time.
Come on. I need some support here. He brings up Lincoln Logs a lot.
I don't know that I can support you on this.
He's the only one I've ever known that somehow promotes Lincoln Logs.
Wait, is that a drop or did you just say that?
I just said that. You do.
I mean, I guess I've heard him bring up Lincoln Logs before, but I wouldn't put that in the category of all the time.
Anytime I bring up Lincoln Logs a natural amount.
Or Legos. Here we go with Lincoln Logs. There you go.
That's just not true.
There he goes.
That's just insane.
His all the time things that he brings up are Lee Harvey Oswald, Journey,
I mean, those are
The Outfield, Typewriters,
whoa,
Mass Murderers,
Paper
Mache,
Breast Milk,
yeah, all that crap.
But hold on. My mind needs to catch up on this list.
Trust
so
me.
Odd.
He brings up Lincoln Logs way too much.
Mass Murderers, Typewriters.
Are Lincoln Logs even still around?
What?
That's a pretty clear question. I don't know why that's
confusing. Of course, Lincoln Logs. Why would they disappear?
I don't know. I hadn't seen them advertised, and when I've shopped for toys, I haven't seen the... Didn't they come in like a cylinder in that what the Lincoln Log would come in?
Yeah, sure, George. You take care, buddy.
Right, no, shut up.
Yes, you're right. They used to come in a big round... like it was like Lincoln's hat, basically, upside down.
That would have been a great way to market it.
Yes.
Do you guys know that during the Civil War... that's what they had to clean out of the White House bathroom.
Okay. That's better than utter disappointment right there.
That's so insensitive to a man that did so much for this nation.
He did so much.
He did.
I agree with you.
Oh, look at him. Oh, he quickly skitters up under the umbrella
skitters
of sensibility.
In fact, I'd say our greatest president.
Yes, you're right. He's our greatest president. Anyway, back to the story of the dude stealing $34,000 worth of Legos in a very unconventional manner. He would buy these Legos, and then he would go to various Targets, the actual store across the U.S., buy them, then replace the bag, because they come in bags inside the Lego boxes, right? Mm-hmm. And he would replace those bags with uncooked elbow pasta.
Okay.
So it sounds like you've got Legos in there.
Yeah, sounds like Legos, and if you shake the box, it sounds, you know, feels like Legos. It's so this was his plan, and he did it enough times. I think there were 70 thefts nationwide that were traced back to the same suspect, the same dude. And he got away with it to the tune of $34,000 worth.
Wow. Kind of genius.
Yes. Now, should it be illegal if he's replacing it with an equal valued pasta?
There's no such pasta. No little thing of pasta is worth $250 or whatever.
What?
Right.
What do you mean what?
No thing of pasta is worth $250.
And no, it should not be legal.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Well, he's just saying. So
he's fine then. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, great trivia. Do you know who invented Lincoln Logs? You should know this, Gordon.
Ulysses S. Grant.
No.
Michael McDonald.
No.
I'm gonna go with Michael McDonald.
Good guess, Javier.
Oh, I think it was a Miami Dolphin, a guy who was a quarterback for the Miami Dolphin.
Dan Marino.
I believe it was. Yes.
Well, Dan Marino. John Lloyd Wright, the son of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? In 1916.
Boy, must have been a much lesser architect.
Yeah, that was his only claim to fame, Lincoln Logs.
His dad's building houses,
mm-hmm.
and he only got to build little miniature houses. Huh. Is Frank Lloyd Wright overrated?
888.
No, he was great.
7. Have you ever been to one of his homes?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
Which one did you tour?
3-2 in Frisco. I saw it last week.
Okay. George is not being, he's not participating
now,
in good faith.
I didn't go in your house. I want to say I've been in a Frank Lloyd Wright designed office building, and I've driven by one or two of his homes, one in Colorado.
Ah, Kobe loves that place.
God, let that go. He knows what you're talking about.
People do know what I'm talking about.
I don't think so.
2024, Lincoln Logs had to file Chapter 11.
Yeah, where'd you go, George?
I'm just saying, I hadn't seen him around.
Why didn't they pair up with Legos?
Should have.
It would be thriving. They need to sell.
Why didn't they put in the Lincoln hat?
What?
Should have done that.
I had a friend who used to live in a Frank Lloyd Wright house.
Wow.
A Frank.
That's huge.
A frown. Total Frank. Now, he lived in the garage apartment. It was like this little room that was all. He didn't live in the main house.
Where the cray stay.
And it was the home that they filmed the movie Bottle Rocket.
Wow.
It was in the movie Bottle Rocket with the Owen brothers.
The Wilson brothers?
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like there are a couple here in Dallas.
Yes, and this was one of them. My buddy Michael Vay lived there. And we're going over there and seeing him. He said, hey, this is a Frank Lloyd Wright house. And it had no right angles. It was very strange.
Huh.
Like every angle was an acute angle, or I guess an obtuse angle.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very cool. What were we talking about? Oh, the Lego guy. He was a 28-year-old guy, Jarrell Augustine. That sounds like a fake name. Jarrell Augustine, arrested for grand theft. All right, now what's the difference in theft and grand theft? Is it the dollar amount?
Of money, I think so, yeah.
So if it's over $1,000?
That sounds right.
It's grand, because that's a grand, right?
That's the grand theft threshold.
And...
$250,000.
Oh, no. No.
It says it depends on the state, anywhere from $750 to $5,000. In Texas, the threshold for grand theft is
$2,500. Okay. So if I'm going to replace Legos with elbow pasta, I just need to keep it under that amount.
Yeah,
and then I'll be charged as a minor.
Ooh, what's just the theft. Difference between grand theft and grand larceny?
Yeah, that's another one. Why do we even have the term grand larceny anymore when no one understands that?
I guess that's when Otter does the splits and still makes a save. That's what Razor calls grand larceny.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I can't take any Stars humor today because
it's much of that on Saturday.
No, not much of that
such
on Saturday.
Such a tough time for me right now. So
okay.
Anyway. And I'd like to tease ahead for Muse in the News. We're going to talk about killer robots are a reality. I don't know if you saw the news out of the Ukraine.
Yes.
Not the Ukraine. Which is the one that's not going to make me lose my job? It's not the Ukraine. It's Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Just Ukraine.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Washington.
Yes. Very interesting what's happening over there.